please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you.
Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time.
Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Wednesday. A little bit of action last night. We're going to talk about it. One upset. And also, we're going to have Zach Goodline. You know who that is. That's a big number 54. Well, no, he's not that big. But he's big in, I mean, maybe not big in stature, but he's big in results. Zach Goodline, number 55 for Huntington. We're going to talk to him. Pretty good conversation. I hope you enjoy that. Let's talk about a few games we had tonight. Freed Hardman, they played a non-conference against Fisk. Phil Horton, he scored 13 points. Geraldo Lane, he had 14 points, 3 rebounds. Freed Hardman defeated Fisk 91-63. They go to 23-4. They have one regular season game left, and they're going to play Lindsey Wilson Saturday. Also tonight in the Southern States, Mobile, they got beat. That's an upset. Loyola, they're sub 500. They beat Mobile 72-70. Got to give Mobile credit. They were down by 3 on the road. Under 2 minutes to go, they came back to win that game. Milan Mejia, he had 15 points, 2 rebounds. Zachary Lee, he had 12.6 rebounds. So Mobile goes to 20-7, and they have one regular season game left. They're going to play Stillman on Saturday. So in the Southern States, Blue Mountain did what they needed to do tonight. I'll show you that in the standings. And then Stillman beat William Carey. Let's move over here to the standings, take a look at that. All this is set. Tennessee Southern is going to win the conference. Blue Mountain and Middle Georgia are kind of locked for that. This is the last playoff spot, this red line right here. So right now, Blue Mountain, what is that? They're a half game ahead. And Middle Georgia, they have two games this week, Wednesday and Thursday. They got to play Point and Bruton Parker. So we'll have to see what Middle Georgia does and see whether Blue Mountain or Middle Georgia is going to be the last playoff contender there in the Southern States. In the River States tonight, Point Park, boy, they had their hands full with Ohio Christian. But they held on. They won that game 85-80. Joe Valerie, the walking double-double, 23 points, 12 rebounds, and then Jalen Stamps, 21 points, 9 assists. They go to 25-2, and they also have one regular season game left. They're going to play West Virginia Tech on Friday. Over in the River, we got to give the standings. Carolina University beat Alice Lloyd. That was a non-conference game for Alice Lloyd. We said Point Park. Indiana, IU East beat Indiana Southeast. That was a big win for IU East. I'll show you in a moment. St. Mary of the Woods, they beat Brescia. They just win and win. Shawnee State's good win over West Virginia Tech. And IU Kokomo, they win again. They beat Oklahoma City. So, this is pretty well set. Remember, they go by that point system, and I have no idea how their seeding's going to work. But by wins and losses, Indiana East is one game up on Brescia for that last playoff spot. We'll have to see how, when they get out the abacus and start figuring that out, we'll have to take a look at it. Florida College, they played their final regular season game tonight. They beat New College of Florida on senior night there at Florida College. Tyshawn Judge, he had 20 points, 2 rebounds. Brian Bayonne, 19 points, 4 rebounds. They end up the regular season at 24-4. Congratulations to Florida College. That's a good season there. And the Red River Conference, LSU Alexandria, they beat Louisiana Christian 95-70. And Xavier, boy, they had their hands full with Dillard, but they got out of there with the win. So if we look at the standings, so Alexandria right now is a game and a half up on Texas College. That's really what's still got to be decided. And then on, what is that, Thursday, Texas College and LSU Alexandria play. And if my mathematics are correct, if LSU-Alexandria wins that game, they will win the Red River Athletic Conference and punch their ticket to the national playoffs. As I said, we spoke to Zach Goodline yesterday morning. Good conversation. The guy, I mean, he's the basketball player's basketball player. Why don't we just take a listen to Zach Goodline, Huntington Foresters. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Haggett. Zach Goodline on the phone, Huntington Foresters. Thank you so much, Zach, for being on.
No problem, Billy. I'm happy to join you tonight, or today, excuse me.
So, you know, the first question I have, you're from up there at Coloma, Michigan. Yep. You're about an hour north of South Bend. How did you end up at Huntington?
So it's a pretty crazy story. I was originally committed here for like 2 or 3 months my senior year of high school. Ended up going to Oakland University for 1 year, Division I in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I love my experience there, but actually ended up transferring back to Huntington after my first year at Oakland. So I've always enjoyed the campus, the university, and I just found my way back there. And I'm fortunate enough and lucky enough to Coach Alford got the job when I returned back to Huntington. So it was pretty much a match made in heaven, and we've been successful since.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about your time at Huntington, but I got to go back to your Comet days. So you played football and basketball. Was basketball always your first love?
Oh, for sure. Basketball since I was in third grade. But like playing multiple sports, football, I tell people all the time, I mean, football made me tough, right? It made me take all the hits. Then Friday night games just turned me into like a leader type of quarterback situation, right? I'm the quarterback of the team, and now I'm the quarterback of our basketball team, I like to think. So, but basketball's always been it for me, and I've always had that crazy fire and passion for the game.
What leadership skills did you learn as a quarterback that you brought to the hardwood there at Huntington?
Well, the one thing about football, man, it's just all the pads and you're getting hit. So it's a different type of feeling before the game, right? I mean, basketball, you play a lot of games, but in high school football, you play 8 regular season games. So you practice so much more than you play. But just lighting a fire under guys, motivating guys, making sure guys are ready to play and ready to just respond to leadership stuff, really.
Yeah. Yep. So one more question. I think I asked you this before, but you wore number 10 when you played basketball in high school. Where does the 55 come from?
That's a good question. To be honest, I would have wore 10 at Huntington, but it was taken. So,
oh, okay.
The 55 though, Jason Williams, White Chocolate, all those guys, all those point guards that carry a chip on their shoulder, wear 55. So I was like, shoot, man, might as well rock it and see where it goes.
That's right. I remember you I did ask you that before.
Yes. So that's kind of where it sparked.
It makes you look bigger. It does with the two big fives on your back.
Yeah. Well, and the thing, my jersey's baggy. I mean, my jersey I wear is baggy too. So I'm kind of throwing it back to the old school 2000s with my baggy jersey and my baggy shorts of 55.
But oh, you wear the baggy jersey so it looks like you got contact when you go inside.
That's 100% right.
You know, the way you and I got in touch with each other the last few days, you know, anybody raised in the Midwest near Indiana knows the moment Jimmy Chitwood said, I'll make it. And I said something like that. I think Preston Hubbard, who's the announcer there at Huntington, he said something about how you're the, I don't remember exactly what he said, but I said, you were the best, I'll make it. I think I said, make the shot. I'll make it guy in the country. And you obviously got the reference right away, and you said something back, and I said, well, why don't you just come on the show? But you've always been the guy everybody wants you to have the ball, and I bet you if I asked 10 of my NAI basketball fan friends, I bet 10 of them, 8 of them would say they want you to have the ball at the end of the game. Has that always been something you wanted, is when the game's on the line, you want the ball? Talk about that.
My coaches trust me with the ball in my hands at the end of the game. My teammates trust me with the ball in my hands at the end of the game. And I trust myself. So, I mean, especially just my whole life, I've kind of made big shots and made big plays. Even making a play for somebody else at the end of the game, right? I'm going to make the right play, and if the right play is for me to take the shot, or if the right play is for me to get doubled and throw it to Lane Sparks on the wing, throw it to my brother on the wing, I'm going to do that. So like, they just trust me, and that gives me the ultimate confidence when my teammates and my coaches trust me to make the right play and make the big play. So, I mean, that's where it stems from. And just the work I've put in over the years, right? I'm gonna live and die with the decision I'm going to make. And I think my coaching staff and teammates would say the same thing, too.
You know, you mentioned your brother and Lane. I want to ask you about that. What's it like to play with your brother?
I'm lucky. That's part of the reason I came back to Huntington. I got to play with him in high school for 2 years, but not many people get to say they play college basketball with their younger brother. So it's especially winning those big games with him and seeing his growth and his maturity the last 3 years. Because, I mean, he sat the bench for 2 years. I mean, he redshirted his first year, didn't play last year, and now he's in the starting five, playing some of the best basketball in the NAIA. So it's been super fun, and I'm super glad for his success and all that stuff.
Talk about the play of Lane Sparks this year. I think he's been a little bit underrated. You know, there's so many great basketball players, and there's just not a lot of talk about Lane Sparks, but I think he's had a great year.
I mean, he's had an amazing year. I mean, he's improved each and every year, right? And his game has grown. His basketball IQ has grown. But, I mean, there's not many people who can make tough shots and play without the ball in their hands as efficient as him, right? Mm-hmm. And there's so many great players, and he kind of gets underlooked, but I mean, we wouldn't have the success we have without him, and everybody on our team knows that, our staff knows that, and I think NAIA basketball knows that or should know that. But I mean, he's a lefty, super tough. I mean, some of the best mid-range. I mean, he's got probably the best mid-range game in the NAIA. So we're fortunate to have him too. I'm happy he's my teammate.
You know, it seems like the mid-range is kind of, I'm an older guy, right? Where a lot of the game, especially before the three-point shot, you know, everything was, you had to be able to hit the 12-footer. But it seems like guys, that skill kind of went away, but I see more and more guys using that as an offensive weapon. Have you noticed that?
What? 100%. I think it's kind of trickling down into the NBA too, right? Some of the best scorers in the NBA, I mean, they get to their spots. Devin Booker shoots a lot of twos. Joel Embiid shoots a lot of twos. So, I mean, we're watching these guys, the best in the world, right? And we're trying to emulate their games. So, especially as scorers, right? You can get to that mid-range pretty much any time. It's not because Coach Alford is super statistical and analytical and all that, but he allows us to shoot those twos. And if you make them, he's not going to say anything. So I just think it's coming back for sure. And I love to see it. You love to see it.
Yeah, it's almost one of the easier shots to get because everybody's trying to take away the three and everybody's packing in the paint. And
defenses are made nowadays, right? Let them shoot tough twos. Well, if I can shoot that tough two and make it, then I'm at the point where you feel unguardable almost.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Huntington and then Coach Alford a couple times. Talk about what it's meant to you to be, you know, a Huntington Forester and to play with Coach Alford. I mean, has it been an amazing experience?
I mean, the opportunities that he's created for me and like just the trust he's put into me when I stepped on campus, like I wouldn't have gotten that anywhere else. So, I mean, and it's my fourth year playing for him. It's his fourth year being a head coach. So we've been along the way. We've been on the journey together and the growth and, like all that stuff. We've been on it together, so it's been super fun, and we're looking forward to like doing something this year that we haven't done in the last 3 years too.
You know, you've had some really, really top-notch wins while you've been there, but beating Grace the other night, what did that feel like at home? You're at home and you beat Grace.
It was, I mean, those guys, that team is they're big at every position.
Yeah,
they're so physical. And every shot that goes up, I mean, you can tell they're coached to go get every rebound, either a D rebound, O rebound, they're going to the glass. But just the fan support we had that night, and just the energy that was in the building in Platt, I've been a part of some crazy wins. I mean, but that was definitely a game I'll remember for a long time, and it was a special moment for sure.
You know, there was a play, and you know the one I'm talking about, where I think it was Cade Gibbs that was guarding you, and
you got him to leave his feet. You faked right.
Yeah, and it went, yep.
That video, that was Cade, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Anyway, you got to the hoop pretty easily. I felt a little bad for him. You know, he's one of the best defenders in the country. Now, did you see that earlier? Was he cheating that way and trying to take the right away from you, or did you just get him off his feet and took advantage of it?
Well, I think on the scouting report, I mean, you know, 55's going to – he loves the jab. So I love the jab. But to be honest, I just – it was a really hard jab right, and he bit on the fake, and it was – the Red Sea part, and I got probably the easiest layup of my life.
The Red Sea dead part on that play, didn't it?
So it was, it was just, I just made a tough move, right? Got the easiest layup I probably ever get against Grace if we see him down the road, too. So
yeah, they're a tough defensive team, aren't they?
100%. 100%.
You know, you talked about the Platt Center. I think that's one of the coolest things that has happened since you've been at Huntington. I mean, just talk about that. That's amazing what they've put together for you up there.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the bad thing is I'm going to leave, and then the whole renovation will be completed.
But yeah,
it's awesome. And the one thing I love about it, right, it's a smaller venue, but with a smaller venue, it feels like everyone's on top of you. So it's super loud in there, especially when it's filled. But just when that renovation is complete, there'll be a practice facility for the guys. More weights, more space. It'll definitely have more of an arena feeling when it's completed. So it's been fun to play in there this year too.
You know, we got to talk about the Crossroads. Man, it's always packed, but this season, right. Grace, Huntington, Marion, Beth, I mean, so many really good teams. Right now you're in third. You're trying to hang on to that position. You definitely want to stay in the top four. So you're playing at home in the playoffs. What do you guys got to do? You got Wednesday and Saturday left. What do you guys got to do to finish strong and get a good home playoff spot?
We got Taylor and Goshen Wednesday and Saturday. But just like, don't lose focus, right? Cause we want that three seed. We don't want slip ups. Taylor, the last two seasons, Taylor has came into, our home court and beat us in the regular season 2 years in a row. So I think guys know that, and guys know how capable they are of beating us. So just one game at a time, lock in that three seed, and then get ready for the best time of the year, which is tournament play, the conference tournament and national tournament. And guys are really looking forward to that. And hopefully we can do something special when we get to those spots.
You know, Zach, I think you're dead on about Taylor. Everybody knows they're down a little bit this season, but they're good enough where if you don't take them seriously, they'll come in and beat you. So they're kind of a scary team that way.
No doubt. And we've seen it before. It's not new to us. I mean, it's happened to us before. So I like that, because I don't think guys are going to be sleepwalking through the game. And it's senior night, and we have four seniors. So I don't think anybody wants to lose on senior night as well. So that's the one thing, a positive about it.
Well, Zach, enjoy every second of it. You have a clock in your head kind of counting down. You know, you want to extend this season as long as you can, don't you?
Oh yeah, it's crazy to think, right, how fast it's gone, and I don't want the season to end, so yeah. I'm going to try to do whatever it takes to make sure, or I want the season to end, but it'd be nice if the season ended on a win.
Absolutely.
Imagine that. So, but yeah.
Have you guys already done senior? No, it's senior night's what, tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday, yep. Tomorrow's senior night, so yes.
Oh, that's going to be tough for you, isn't it?
Oh, right. Well, hopefully we get that. Hopefully I get one more game, or shoot, who knows how many more games at home in the conference tournament. But this is the last regular season go around at home, so
yeah,
it'll
be
fun.
I was talking to somebody, you know, I follow Oregon Tech. I was talking to somebody at Oregon Tech about that is, you know, don't worry about senior night. Just extend the season as long as you can, right? That's your goal,
simple
I take it.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
simple as that.
Hey, Zach, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes. I wish you a lot of luck as you move forward. I can't wait to see what you can do there in the playoffs. That Crossroad tournament's going to be brutal. But you already know that, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's craziness.
Well, Zach, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you being on.
Hey, no problem, Billy. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, thank you. That's Zach Goodline, Huntington Foresters. Thanks, Zach. Hey, thanks a lot to Zach Goodline and to Huntington University. You know, I'll just say this. Zach Goodline is one of those guys that makes NAI basketball special. I really enjoyed talking to him. I've interviewed him before. I really like him. And he's just one of those guys that is just one of those special guys in NAI basketball. So thanks a lot, Zach. Now tomorrow we're going to have Carter Stoltzfus. He's a guard for the Grace Lancers, as you know. He's a tough defender. He plays very intensely. I think you'll enjoy that conversation as well. So tune in tomorrow. We'll obviously update you on all the basketball. Wednesday night's a big night, but then we'll have Carter Stoltzfus on as well, Grace Lancers. Thank you very much. Get out and enjoy the NBA, NAIA basketball. The regular season's wrapping up, but it's still the best entertainment value in America. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.